We'll talk a little bit about the disclosure of ingredients, the fracking, neighboring estates, and trespass. There's been some cases on that, how the two estates side by side will hash out whether fracking might be considered a trespass. We've taken the first step in defining that. Texas regulation of fracking, or lack thereof, some of the other states, and then I have a slide on the typical provisions that you might see in coming out of the state regulations that are there's a tsunami of them coming across the nation right now. Hanging over all of that is potential and actual federal regulation, and then two things that you might not consider at our level down here in Houston, but local regulation of certain aspects of hydraulic fracturing. And this just came on like invisible ink suddenly appearing, the Conservancy District regulations that are coming out of the various river basins up there. Professor Duncan had this picture like this on his program, and you've probably seen it many times. That Marcellus, and when I was growing up mapping with my dad, we called it the Marcellus Needmore shale, is bigger than Greece. It's enormous in the Appalachian Basin. This is a problem that the industry has had, and they've been kind of slow to address it. A little overdue here, than the disclosure of ingredients. Nationally, the fluids present, or which may be present, are required to be disclosed in OSHA, and I'm not an environmental lawyer, but they're required to be disclosed through these OSHA releases. But these generally aren't publicly known or available to the public.